Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom, by the words Vesuleka. So the Gemara was in the middle of discussing the ten Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. It says the Gemara, Vesuleka, were the Noah the Nisim, Va'amrev Levi, Davar Zem Misairus Biadenu, that we have a Misairus, Mi'avisenu, that Mekayim Arain, in the Minamida, that the place of the Aron Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim didn't take up any space, because we have a Misairus that each side of the Aron Kodesh was 10 Amis, and we know that the whole width of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 Amis. So if each side of the Aron Kodesh was 10 Amis, so that should have already filled up the entire Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it comes out that the actual place of the Aron itself, not counting the sides of the Aron, the actual place of the Aron itself didn't take up any space. So that was one of the Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Va'amar Abnai, that Amar Shmuel, Kruvim B'neis HaYoimden, similar thing, that the Kruvim, they stood their B'neis, because also their wings, each wing was 5 Amis, so the 4 wings total was 20 Amis, which means that the bodies of the Kruvim themselves didn't take up any space. So why do we say that in the Mishnah and Avos that there was only 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash? We seem to have more Nisim. Says the Gemara, Nisim devarai kachashiv. Nisim degavai like kachashiv. That the Bryce, the Mishnah was only telling us that there's 10 Nisim. This list of 10 is referring to 10 Nisim that happened outside, meaning things that everyone can see. However, Nisim that happened hidden from the eye, so that we weren't discussing. That it could be there was more than 10. If so, that we're not discussing Nisim de Gavoy, so then Lechem Apanim Nami Nisim de Gavoy Hu. So how come one of the 10 we counted was the fact that the Lechem Apanim stayed fresh by the end of the week, but Lechem Apanim was on the Shulchan in the Heichal, and therefore it should be considered like Nisim de Gavoy? It's not something that's open to the public. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Lechem Apanim Nisi Devarayhu. It is considered Nisi Devaray. Why? The Amrei Shlakish, Reish Lakish said, that my dechsev, what does it mean when the Pasuk says al Shulchan Hatar? It says about the Shulchan that was in the Heichal, that it's called the Shulchan Hatar, that's Tar. Tar Michal Shrutame. The fact that the Torah calls it Tar, it's mashma that it's susceptible to becoming Tame. Now, wait a second. Kli Eitza Asu L'Nachasu. It's a wooden Kli, which is not made to be moved around. V'chol Kli Eitza Asu L'Nachasu. The lacha is that the cleats that can't be moved, that isn't moved, so the lacha is that it's not makabel tuma. The chaytzis b'nei atuma, and it can be chaytzis b'nei atuma. If you have tuma in one room and there's a pesach going into another room, and this is blocking the doorway, so then the tuma doesn't go into the other room. It's chaytzis b'nei atuma. So the point is, though, is that you why is the Torah called? Why does the Torah call the shulchan atar? It must be to teach us that they would pick up the shulchan and show it to the oile regalim. When people were oile regal, so they would show them the shulchan with the lechem upon him on it. And they would say to them, to the oile regal, that ruchi baschem lufnei hamakim. That look how beloved you are in front of Hashem. They would show everyone that the bread was still fresh, that the lechem upon him was still fresh. So being that they showed the shulchan to everyone with the lechem upon him, so it's considered nisi devarai. It's considered a public nes, and therefore there's no kasha. That's why we didn't mention the nes of the aron and the kruvim, that they didn't take up any space, because those are nisi gavai. We asked, so why did we say the shulchan? The shulchan's also nisi gavai, and the gemara is answering that no, it was taka nisi devarai because they would show it to the everyone who is Eilu Rega. Says the Gemara, still Vesuleka, are there no more than 10? Va'amar Rav Yishaya, B'shar Shabana Shlema Beis HaMikdash, when Shlema Melch built the Beis HaMikdash, so Natsu by Kalmine Begadim Shal Zahav. So he planted all of these golden trees, but you might see him pay Rasehen Bismanon, and he would, these trees would give forth their golden fruit in their times, meaning at the same time as all the other trees. Uksharuach Menashavas Ben, when the wind blew against the fruit, Naishrin, the fruit would fall, and we'll see later that the Kehanim used to make Parnasa from selling these fruits. Shenemar, but how do we know that there were such fruits that were blossoming by the Beis HaMikdash? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that Yirish Kalvana Imperioi, that David HaMelech davened for Shlomo, his son, that there should be full of fruits like in the Beis HaMikdash. He had a nevuah that in the Beis HaMikdash there was going to be fruits that were produced in the Beis HaMikdash. That's referring to these trees. Now, once we mention these trees, so the Gemara tells us that when the Nachrim went into the Heichal, so Yavash, these trees dried up. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that they got they got dried up. They were devastated. The blossoms of the trees by the Beis HaMikdash, they got dried up. For us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu lachzirim. But you should know that in the future, so when we come back, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back these fruits. In other words, the pasuk says, Pareach tifrach v'tagel avgilas v'ranin kved halvanay nitan lash nitan lo. This is referring to a nevuah of Yeshaya, that the covenant of the Beis HaMikdash is going to be returned when these trees start to blossom again. But the point is that you see that there was this other nace that happened in the Beis HaMikdash with these golden trees, golden fruit trees. Says the Gemara, so why did we teach this? Why do we say that there's only 10 when there's this one also? Says the Gemara, Nisei dekviyei lekachashiv. Because when the Mishnah says that there's 10 nisim, it's leaving out nisim that were permanent, that just always were. Such as these trees, which were always there. But rather, the 10 nisim that we list in the Mishnah are all nisim that only come from time to time. They're not things that are always there. So in fact, says the Gemara, now that we said this chiluk that we're only talking about nisim that are not kviyeh, so then aron and kruvim nami nisim de kviyeh nenu. So then the aron and kruvim, the fact that they didn't take up any space, it's not like every other day they didn't take up any space. It was a constant thing that they didn't take up any space. So therefore, that would be another reason why our Mishnah didn't in Pirkei Avos didn't mention this nes of the aron and the kruvim. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Mar, Va'ashen Hamaracha. That one of the 10 nisim was the ashen hamaracha, was the smoke from the maracha that the wind didn't blow it to the sides. Rather, it went straight up. Says the Gemara, mi hava ashon b'maracha, was there really smoke? V'atana, but we learned in the Braisa, that chamisha dvar nemru be'esh hamaracha, there are 5 things said about, regarding the esh of the maracha, of the mizbeach, that revutzakari, it had the appearance of a crouching lion, ubara kechama, it was clear like the sun, it wasn't red like our fire, V'yesh b'mamish, it was tangible, it was like coals are tangible, fire generally is not, this fire was, v'ichelas lachin kivation, it was able to consume wet things, like dry things, like the different carbonates, the different etzim or evarim, that were lach, that they were a little bit moist, so it consumed them and you didn't notice the difference. They consumed lachin kivation. V'ein amalo ashon, but the last thing is that it didn't have smoke. So how could you tell me that one of the nisim that happened was that the wind didn't blow the smoke? But we have over here this brisa that says that there was no smoke. Says the Gemara, ki kamrinon behediyot enachanami, by the actual esh the baruch that came down from Shemayim, so that there was no smoke. There was smoke that was by the hediyot's fire. The time like we learned in the brisa that v'nasnu b'nei Aaron akayin esh al mizbeach, that this teaches us that afal pisha esh yeredes b'nei Shemayim, that even though there was an esh that came down from Shemayim, mitzvah lahavi min ahediyot, there's still a mitzvah to bring earthly fire, and therefore that's the fire that had smoke, and it's about that fire that we said that one of the nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash is that the smoke went straight up. Now we said that Revutzakari, we said that the fire by the Maracha, so it had the appearance of like a crouching lion. In fact, the Gemara Batanya Amar Rav Chanina Skana Kayanim, that Ani Re'isiha, I saw the fire on the Maracha, Verevutzaka Kelev. It didn't look like a lion, it looked like a Kelev. Says the Gemara Lekashi, Kami Mikdash Rishon, Kami Mikdash Sheni. By the Mikdash Rishon, it was like an Ari. By the Mikdash Sheni, it was like a Kelev. So therefore, there's no Stiro. Says the Gemara, Mikdash Sheni Mi Havai, was there anything? Va'amar Rav Shmuel Bar Inya Maidich Sev, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Ve'ertzabai Ve'kabed, Ve'karina Ve'kabda? It says in the Pasuk that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be appeased and honored with it. And we read it with like a hay, with the extra hay, but it's written without this hay. So hay, why is it written missing this hay? So we dash it from here that Elu Chamishad Varim Shahib Mikdash Rishon and the Mikdash Sheni. It's referring to the 5 differences of things that there were between the Mikdash Rishon and the Mikdash Sheni. Things that were by the Mikdash Rishon and they were there by the Mikdash Sheni. And these are those 5 things. Aron v'Kapayres u'Kruvim. That Rashi says counts as one. The Aron and the Kapayres and the Kruvim, because they're all things that covered the Aron. The Kruvim, quite literally, and the Kapayres was the curtain that concealed the Aron Kodesh. That's what the Maharsha explains. So therefore, all these 3 things count as one. So those things, we're going to learn later, were all hidden at some point. Machlek is exactly who hid them, but everyone agrees that they were not around by the Bayesheni. Esh, one of the differences also is the fact that there was no Esh HaMaracha. by the second Beis HaMikdash. Seemingly, that's what it means, Eish. So that's going to be our Kasha. We're going to get back to that soon. Ushchina. Shchina was also a difference between the first two, but the first Beis HaMikdash and second Beis HaMikdash. There was Shchina, regular, full-fledged Shchina by the first Beis HaMikdash. Whereas by the second Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't as apparent. Obviously, there's always Shchina. Kadosh Baruch was everywhere. But it was a lower darga of Shchina by the second Beis HaMikdash. V'ruach HaKodesh, which could, means the same thing as well. Not that there was no level at all of Ruach HaKodesh, but it means a lower level of Ruach HaKodesh only existed, only a lower level existed by the second Beis HaMikdash, Urim V'tumim, and the last, the fifth and final thing is that there was no Urim V'tumim by the second Beis HaMikdash, which Rashi says it was a Ksav, Rashi Elotayra, in Sefer Shemos, in Chavches Lamed, Rashi and the Ramban over there, they said Urim V'tumim was a paper that had the Shema Mefurish on it, and you put that paper into the Chayshin, and then they were able to ask the Chayshin things, and the Chayshin would tell them, through Ruach HaKodesh, what they were supposed to, what the answer was. And Rashi over there writes that it has to be that Urim V'tumim was this paper and not the Chayshin itself, because if it was the Chayshin itself, so now our Gemara is saying that there was no Urim V'tumim in the second Beis HaMikdash. Now if it's referring to the Chayshin itself, it comes out that the Kohen Gadol didn't have all of his Begadim in the second Beis HaMikdash. So how was the Kohen Gadol ever able to serve? Alamaya must be that Urim V'tumim is not referring to the Chayshin. Urim V'tumim is referring to the Shema Mefurish. However, Taisus over here, Dibur Maschil of Urim V'tumim, Taisus says no, that Urim V'tumim is referring to the Chayshin itself. It says that there was no Urim V'tumim in the second Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't mean that the actual Urim V'tumim, that the actual Chayshin itself was missing. It just means that it didn't answer back to those when they asked the question. That's all it means. So, Machlokes Rishonim. Either way, the point is that one of the things was Eish. So says the Gemara, how could you tell me the second Beis HaMikdash it looks like a Kelev? It seems like over here that there was no Eish. Says the Gemara, Amri, the answer that in Mahava Hava, no, there was an Eish, but say Yue Lei Messiah, it just didn't accomplish anything, it didn't consume anything. That's what it means that there was no Eish. There was physically an Eish, it just didn't consume anything. Says the Gemara Vayter Tana Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, Sheish Isha is saying there are six types of fires. Yeish Eichalas Menesheisa. There's a type of fire which consumes foods and not liquids. That it only drinks and it doesn't eat. We're going to explain soon what all these things are referring to. It does both. That it pushes off another fire. And there's ash that eats another fire, that consumes another fire. So I'm going to go through each one. That it consumes solids but not liquids. That's referring to like our fires today. That if you put in liquids, water will take out the fire. But if you put in a solid, so the fire will consume it. Chelas, a fire which drinks and doesn't eat, that's talking about the chaylin, someone who's sick with a fever, so it's considered like he's like a fire, and he has no appetite, usually doesn't want to eat anything, but drinks, so drinks, he's drinking even extra, because it's like the fire is consuming the drink, so he has to keep drinking extra. So that's the fire that drinks and doesn't eat. Aichelas v'shayset, that's both, that's the Eliyahu, that's referring to like the fire that Eliyahu on Har Carmel brought, t'chsiv as it says, v'samayim asher batol, that the fire consumed water, so that's what it means. Eichel is lachin kivation. There's another type of fire which eats lachin, it consumes lachin as if it was dried. Demaracha, that's referring to the fire of Demaracha like we mentioned before. Yesh is doicha esh, that's the Gavriel, who is the Sar Shal Esh, and he was the one who pushed, was doicha the esh when Hanani Mishael Vazaria went into the Kivshan. So he was the one who went down and saved them and pushed away the other fire. Vyesh esh eichelas esh, that's talking about the Shechina. The Abba Meir, as Meir said, that Haishet et Zba'i b'neihem v'sarfon. Now when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create Adam and he consulted with the Malachim, so the first two groups of Malachim said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't create Adam. So the Gemara tells us, the Amar Meir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his finger kaviyachol between the Malachim, and he consumed them, he burnt them. So that's the type of fire that consumes fire. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'ashan ha-maracha afilu kol ha-charuchay shaba'aylam ein mezizas ha-isan ha-isan mimkaymai. It says that the smoke of the maracha, even all the winds, wouldn't blow it from its place. In fact, the Gemara Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi b'matzah Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, it says that on the Matzah Yom Tov of Sukkos, Hakol Tzayfin L'ashan ha-maracha, so everybody would look to see which direction the smoke of the maracha would be blown towards. Night to clap itself if there was a southern wind and the smoke blew northward. So aniyim semechinu balibatim matzevim. So then the aniyim would be very happy and the balibatim would be very sad. Why? Because in such a year there was going to be a lot of rain, too much rain. Upeirusei markivin, and therefore the fruit of the balibatim of those that had the fruit, so it would rot very very soon, and therefore they had to sell all their stuff for very cheap. So the Aniyim were very happy, and the Balabatim were very sad. Not to Klapi Darim, if there was a northern wind, and the smoke blew southward. So Aniyim Atzevin, Balabatim Samechin. Why? Because Meneshe Gishmi Shana Muatin, Uperesein Mishtamrim. The Aniyim were sad, and the Balabatim were happy, because in such a year, there was not going to be so much rain, and therefore the pears were going to be guarded and preserved very well, and they were going to be sold for much more expensive. And therefore the Balabatim were happy, they were making their money, but the Aniyim were very sad. Not to clap a mizrach, if the wind was a west wind and the smoke went eastward, sakol semechen, so everybody was happy. That was an average type of year. Clap a mariv, if it went westward, meaning that there was an eastern wind, sakol atzevim, everyone would be sad. So, but the point is, what do you see from this whole brisa? You see over here that the smoke didn't go straight up; it did go to the sides. So, and for the Gemara, the also va'asik edikle v'abdure lehav mibadar, that no, in a chanami, it swayed like a palm tree, but it didn't completely disperse. The smoke didn't then completely disperse. But in a chanami, on matzei sukkah, so it bent a little bit. But then it went straight up, and generally during the year, it was straight up like we said before. Amar mar, we had just said, the klape mizrach hakol smechen. Klape mar hakol atzevin. The way we said it was that if the smoke went eastward, I mean there was a western wind, but the smoke went eastward, so everybody was happy. And if the smoke went westward, so everyone was sad. That's what we mentioned. Frakta gemaru aminu, mizrachis ailum yafa. It said if there's an eastern wind, that's always good. Miz maravis ailum kasha. And a western wind is always bad. Ruchzafainis yafa lechitin b'shashav yushlish. V'kasha lezeisim v'zman shein chaitin. It's good for the chitin when they already grew a third, and it's bad for the olives when they already blossomed. Ruach dreimis kasha lechitin b'shashav yushlish. Southern wind is bad for chitin when they already grew a third. V'yaflazesim b'zman shein chaitin, and it's good for olives when they're blossoming. V'amrav yosef yitem b'mar zutra v'simanaych. And if you want to know the siman to remember between the south wind and the north wind, which one's good, which one's bad, so you have to know that shulchan b'tzafan u'minayra b'darum. So the siman to remember is the fact that the shulchan was in the north. In the Heichal, the Shulchan was in the north of the Heichal, when the Menaira was in the south of the Heichal. Hai marba didei, v'hai marba didei. And each one's marba its thing. The Shulchan is marba its thing, as bread is chitin, and the Menaira is marba its thing, as olive oil is the zesim. So what it means is that if there's a northern wind, the siman to remember it is that the northern wind is like the Shulchan, so that's good for the chitin, and the southern wind is like by the Menaira, that's good for the zesim. But the point is, either way, we see from here that it's the opposite. Before we said that the eastern wind everybody was happy, and the western wind, when the smoke went eastward, meaning a western wind, everybody was happy, and an eastern wind, everybody was sad. And this Bryce says the opposite, and an eastern wind is Olam Yafa, and the western wind is the Olam Kasha. So says the Gemara Lekashas Anastira, Halan Valuhu. It just depends on where you're talking about. One's talking about for us in Bavel, that's this Bryce, which says that an eastern wind is always good, and a western wind is always bad, that's talking about for us, B'nai Bavel, because this Gemara is written in Bavel, it's Tam of Bavli, so us is referring to B'nai Bavel, V'halahu, and the Memra before, from Rabbi Yitzchak, that's referring to them in Eretz Yisrael, meaning because the Bavel, Rashi explains, the land was naturally moist, so an east wind, which would naturally dry the land a little bit, so that's good for the growth in Bavel, so an eastern wind is good for Bavel, but a western wind, which makes it even more moist, so that's not good, Bavel's land is already plenty moist, and Eretz Yisrael, it's the opposite, because Eretz Yisrael was dry, and therefore that's the answer to the stira that halan v'haluhu. Hajnalach shivas yamim.